saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big.
Very little change in the weather pattern today, and in fact, for much of this week, partly sunny skies, hot and humid, and onshore wind promoting inland development of showers and thunderstorms. Had quite the lightning show last evening in the western sky after sunset, and a few of those storms did edge into western Duval County, and we'll see the similar setup today with plenty of sun this morning, and then this afternoon, a few storms popping up, perhaps as far east as I-95, but especially near and west of Highway 301, so western Duval and Nassau counties into Baker County, and then during the evening lights up even more near and west of Highway 301 with a slow drift toward the east, but the majority of the heavy rainfall is well inland, and the beaches stay mainly dry, and that pattern holds all the way through the rest of the week, through Thursday, Friday, and in fact, right on into the weekend, with the beaches showing seeing very little chance for at least significant rainfall. There may be a brief time where a shower, a thunderstorm develops close enough to the beaches to get a little bit of rain there, but it would be pretty widely scattered. Now, the pattern still does look like it changes the early and middle part of next week and returns showers and thunderstorms to coastal areas. But in the meantime, it's mainly an inland things, and temperatures will be seasonably hot. But with onshore winds out of the southeast, it keeps beaches mostly in the upper 80s, maybe touching 90 degrees. Water temperatures are in the mid 80s, so helping out just a little bit, while inland spots will be in the low 90s. Feel like temperatures about where they ought to be this time of year, 100 to about 105. And speaking of 90 degree temperatures, every day in July so far in Jacksonville has hit 90 degrees. There are only 3 years going back to 1871 since we've had every day in July hit 90 degrees. And that would be 1875, 1992, and 1993. So it's not a common thing. Despite the average temperature being in the low 90s, it's not uncommon to get at least a few days in July where the thunderstorms develop early enough in the day to keep the temperatures below 90. That hasn't happened so far this month. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out because we have now 1 week left before the end of the month. In the tropics, we have nothing really brewing, certainly on the Atlantic side. Pacific is much more active. We have a typhoon moving across Taiwan today and then eventually into China. But that activity in the West Pacific could be an indicator of a more active Atlantic the first couple of weeks of August, and I talk about that in Talking the Tropics with Mike. But having said that, we do have a couple things to watch. There'll be a tropical wave pretty close to Florida by Friday and Saturday. Now, indications are it stays pretty weak, but it may help enhance showers and storms a little bit across the peninsula. And then there is some hint in some of the longer-range forecast models late next week and beyond of some development, perhaps in the southwest Atlantic, that could eventually translate into the Gulf of Mexico and maybe impact Florida, depending on how it exactly moves. So, still very early in the game on that one, but we do have some things to kind of watch, at least casually, if nothing else, even though there's nothing imminent brewing across the Atlantic Basin. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.